shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over sideways and under.
Beautiful, isn't it? The magic of Disney. Oh my God, it's lovely. No one to tell us now or where to go. Unlike the government, right? Disney. You know? I was a bit down on the world yesterday, you know? But of course there is hope for a whole new world. We can forget that it's shining, shimmering, splendid. Nothing more magical than the magic of Disney. I was at Disney World, and or Disneyland, or whatever it is, in Anaheim in California, and the parade was magical. It was magical. So many animals. Mickey the Mouse. Goofy the... What's Goofy? Dog, I guess. Is he? Goofy the horse? Doesn't sound right. Goofy the aardvark. Goofy the dog. Mickey the Mouse. Mickey Mouse, for short, I think he's known as. So, all these lovely animals, they paraded and waved and took pictures with us. Every hour on the hour. Not that we were there every hour on the hour, we were there once. It was wonderful. They were there every hour on the hour. Yeah, and I guess it was like the exact opposite of humans exploiting animals, isn't as happens outside of Disney. Here in Disney, the animals, the mice, you know, treated so badly by humans, of course, mice. I must have killed upwards of 100 mice in my time. But here the mice, Mickey, Minnie, all the rest of the cute little fuckers. They were all happy and waving. So fucking happy. So happy. But of course, inside these mouse costumes on a sweltering hot day, there were human beings inside, being exploited, being treated terribly, living in terrible conditions purely for our amusement. And of course, they weren't allowed to talk, because they don't talk, do they? Mice, you know? I mean, Mickey Mouse talks. Hello, everybody. But these people inside the costumes weren't like me. Trained impressionists. They were just trained wavers. I mean, I'm not sure how long the training process is for waving, but I know a casting director for Disney, and it's taken very, very seriously, it really is. So these guys would have been trained to wave. But you know what? Waving seems easy, doesn't it? When you're in an air-conditioned rehearsal room in LA. But now pop on a heavy costume and get out into battle on the hour, every hour, with hundreds of thousands of little shits. Every hour in the California sunshine, you're gonna crack. And you can tell how long these poor little mites have been out in battle, because as Mickey came close to me for a photo, You know, the kids ran a mile. The costume was so disgustingly dirty. It was filthy. And I went, ah, your costume's really dirty, mate. And I felt bad. I tried to make a connection with the person. I said, there's no kids around, man. Or child. I didn't know who was in there. Maybe some child slave labor or something. And let's turn the music here. I'm giving Disney the respect it deserves. I'm playing the proper... A whole new world, 100,000 things to see. Including, in this case, a Mickey Mouse costume covered in shit. So I said, whoever it was behind the gauze, I said, dude, your costume is filthy. And then I said, Mickey Mouse, Mucky Mouse, more like. That was my best joke. And then I heard a soft voice through the gauze. Mickey spoke, but not like Mickey usually speaks. Hello, everybody. All high-pitched and whimsical. It was low-pitched and American and bitter. He said, hey, funny man, you're a comedian. And I said, yes. Yes, I've come so far. You know, as a comedian, I can't go back to where I used to be. I am a comedian, actually. And he said sarcastically, I bet you're very successful. And I said, well, how do you judge that? I mean, I guess I don't have to wear a Mickey Mouse costume every day. Well, more like Mucky Mouse. And he said, hey man, fuck you. Mucky Mouse indeed. Mucky Mouse indeed. Oh, the eternal magic of Disney. A whole new world. That's where we'll be. A thrilling chase. A wondrous place. For you. Lots of love to you all. Believe in magic.